This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More than two dozen positions in the Dane County Sheriff's Office could be cut. The county is facing a $31 million budget deficit. County Executive Melissa Agard has called for reducing each department's budget by at least 4%. Her plan to close that gap also includes a hiring freeze. However, she said that would not apply to public safety positions. Right now, there are currently 28 open positions at the Sheriff's Department. But now, three county supervisors have proposed cutting those 28 positions entirely. They would take the money saved and put it into the Health and Human Services Department, the county's biggest division. That money would go toward things like the New Men's Homeless Shelter, according to reporting from WISC. Sheriff Calvin Barrett is advocating against this plan. He says it would harm public safety, especially in more rural areas, according to WKOW. Barrett says their response time in spots like the town of Dunn or the town of Albion could be slower. On top of that, the county is set to open the long-awaited new jail in 2027. The sheriff asked how he's supposed to open a building that he can't staff. The Dane County Deputy Sheriff's Association represents almost 500 deputies, and their president says this plan would bring staffing shortages they haven't seen in almost 30 years. The Dane County Board will meet tomorrow night, and they'll discuss this measure. The government shutdown continues. Lawmakers failed at their 11th attempt to come up with a deal, and now some Wisconsinites could be at risk of going hungry. Governor Tony Evers says the state's food share program will run out of money in just 9 days. He says the Trump administration has told state officials that there's only enough funding to continue the benefits through the end of October. Then, on November 1st, they're up a creek. Nearly 700,000 people across Wisconsin rely on these benefits, from young families struggling with low wages to people with disabilities to seniors on fixed incomes. USDA officials had said they were working on a backup plan if the shutdown continued, but so far, we haven't heard what that plan is. State Department of Health Services Secretary Kirsten Johnson says people with Quest cards for their food share benefits should know that money may not be available once we hit November 1st, even if they had money left on their cards at the end of October. So she's advised that people with Quest cards stock up and use all the money on their cards before the end of the month. Of course, this comes as more people are experiencing hunger. One in 11 Wisconsinites and one in six Wisconsin kids feels food insecurity. And the River Food Pantry says they've already had a 14% increase in people served so far this year. Meanwhile, anti-gun violence advocates spent the day at the state capitol yesterday. Groups like Moms Demand Action were in red, pushing for a new bill that would strengthen penalties for gun trafficking. It would also give police departments more resources. It's sponsored by Representative Joan Fitzgerald from Fort Atkinson. Data from the ATF shows over the course of 4 years, almost 230,000 guns were trafficked on the black market. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, it's the Packers and the Steelers this week on Sunday Night Football. But head coach Matt LaFleur reminding us they're playing the Steelers, not Aaron Rodgers.
We're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, who happen to have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's as simple as that. That is for you guys to talk about. We've got a lot of respect and love for Aaron. I mean, what he's done here is a Hall of Famer. This game is not about that. It's about going to Pittsburgh, Sunday Night Football. Our guys will be jacked up. It's about the Green Bay Packers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
NBA, it's the Bucks against the Wizards tonight in Milwaukee, and the debut of Miles Turner and what role he'll play on the Bucks this season.
As a center, you know, as an anchor in the back part of the defense, it's like, what you're supposed to do? The feedback has been phenomenal. It's like, you know, you're right, I don't even realize when I'm doing it. They're saying, yo, we need more of that. You know, it's not something we've had, you know, consistently in the past. Like, we need a voice. We need someone to always, like, step up and speak. So I'm just taking it on.
That's the Bucks' Miles Turner with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.